Halloween is still several weeks away, but the largest city in western Massachusetts has made a decision about how it can safely be celebrated during the pandemic. There will be no door-to-door trick-or-treating in the neighborhoods of the city of Springfield this Halloween because of the COVID-19 pandemic.
This is a no-brainer.
Mayor Dominic Sarno said he made the decision after consulting with the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner and announced it now to give families and organizations that might typically put on Halloween-themed activities time to make other plans. Sarno said he believes most people will understand the need to cancel door-to-door trick-or-treating. However, he recalled the pushback he got after postponing trick-or-treating in 2011 following a late October snowstorm that left most of the city without power for days.
Why in the hell would you want to put your child and or yourself in harm's way? It makes no sense whatsoever.
In addition to saying no to trick-or-treating this year, Springfield will not allow large Halloween parties, even if held outdoors. Also, there will be no haunted house attractions, carnivals, or festivals permitted.
That's all on public health and safety guidelines.
Asked at his weekly COVID-19 briefing if violators of the trick-or-treating ban could be fined, Sarno said he hoped it would not come to that.
We have tried to educate, and try to avoid confrontational situations. And that has gone very, very well. We have things in our capacities that we can do if we have to. I just hope we don't have to reach that point in time.
Halloween this year does not have to be a total bummer because of the pandemic, said Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris. She said the city will encourage activities such as car parades through neighborhoods to view Halloween decorations and drive-in trick-or-treating where a bag of candy is passed into a car.
We want our children to have a good time. We want to celebrate Halloween. We think Halloween is very important having our children experience joy.
Springfield appears to be one of the first municipalities in Massachusetts to announce its Halloween plans. Asked about Halloween last week, Governor Charlie Baker said his administration would consult with the State Department of Public Health and municipal officials before announcing any guidance.
Whatever we would choose to offer on this issue is going to be reflective of the fact that different communities are in different places with respect to how they handle this.
The city of Salem, Massachusetts, which annually sees 500,000 visitors for a month-long Halloween-themed festival, is scaling back or canceling many of the official events and activities. But as of now, Salem will still allow families to go trick-or-treating. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.